But yesterday, as I mentioned before the break, one of the biggest names and biggest men in the NFL decided to call time on an outstanding career with the New England Patriots. Rob Gronkowski, one of the finest of his generation, has said, "That's enough for me. I've won too many rings and my hands are getting heavy, having to wear them every day." And we thought we'd touch base with someone local to find out a bit more about it. Boston Globe journo Jim McBride joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Daniel. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the program because we are fans. We've got a couple of big Patriots fans in here, just by the way. But the big Gronk is one of the names that doesn't really matter where you go in the world. Most people know Rob Gronkowski because of his success with the New England Patriots. And he's called time. Was this always coming or was it a bit of a surprise?
Well, it was a kind of a mild surprise. I mean, he had kind of planted the seeds that he was thinking about retiring even after the Patriots lost Super Bowl 52 to the Eagles last year. He said in the moments after that game that, football wasn't as fun for him because he had been injured so much, but he needed some time to think about it. Obviously he did come back this year and had a great year, even though he was injured for a couple of games, but had a great season. But he's had a lot of wear and tear on that body, four back surgeries, arm surgeries, and he's just such a big target that he takes a lot of blows. So I think I don't think a lot of people were totally surprised, but I think as the offseason lingered a little bit, they thought, well, he hasn't made an announcement. I think he might be coming back. So, people were certainly disappointed in this area.
He's only 29. I mean, and the offseason's quite a long one in the NFL. I imagine you get a chance to recover and refresh, and even for a guy like him with such great experience and playing his role so well at the tight end position that might have been given some leeway by Belichick to come back a little bit later maybe. Was that an option for him?
Yeah, his agent Drew Rosenhaus talked about that this morning. That he had kind of mapped out a strategy where maybe he could miss some training camp time or some mini camp time, and he was going to present that to the Patriots. But apparently, Rob wanted no part of that. He was going to be all in or nothing. His agent did leave open the door with the possibility that maybe he could come back in the middle of the season. So, I think a lot of Patriots fans are kind of hoping against hope maybe that he does come back in the middle of the season and, feels refreshed and maybe the hot strings pull at him a little bit. He'd certainly be a boost if he could do that because he's going to be one tough man to replace.
Now, Jimmy, you talked about potentially injuries being the cause of his retirement at 29, but is there something maybe behind the scenes that he's been working on or thinking of? Because I know he has talked about his WWE career acting career potentially.
Yeah, we've heard all kinds of rumors about that. I think the WWE stuff is I don't think he'd ever become a full-time tour member of those guys because if he's retiring for injuries, and I think we all think that's the reason why he's retiring to kind of, rest up his body, I don't think he'd want to take on that full-time WWE stuff because, that's still pretty tough on the body as well. So maybe a guest appearance here or there when Monday Night Raw comes to Boston or something like that, I could see him being involved, but I can't see him touring with WWE. That would be kind of a miracle, even though I think he'd be a great character. The other thing is the movie side. We've heard that he's been interested in that, and I know he's done some acting here and there. He's done plenty of commercials, so I don't think we're ever going to see him, in an Oscar-winning role, but I think in a supporting cast as maybe a villain, that might be something
the next Rock.
Him. Yeah, he could be the next Rock, exactly. Yeah.
So back to the football side of it, how does that affect the Patriots? I mean, obviously he's one of the Patriots' most important players offensively. How do they fix that problem? Do they go and trade for someone? What have they got in mind?
Well, they've got four guys on the roster now that have tight end experience, but, I think they have a total combined of 79 catches in their career, which is, a normal season for Gronk, probably a slow season for Gronk. So they've got their work cut out for them. There's not a lot of guys out there that you can trade for at this point that haven't been signed, but they do have six picks in the first 101 of the NFL draft. So I imagine they're going to target one of the top tight ends coming out next month. There's a couple of guys from Iowa that are really good. It is a tight end deep draft, so I'm sure they had their eyes on someone, and I'm sure they've been doing their homework because, like I said earlier, he had kind of planted these seeds for 2 years. So the Patriots are an organization that's very methodical, and they leave no stone unturned. So as soon as they hear that that a guy thinking about retiring, they're going to put a plan in place to replace that guy. And, you know, as unreplaceable as Gronk is, they're going to have to do something to make up for that production.
Yeah, I mean, so the commentary coming out of Boston with the news coming out, how much of an impact do you think it will have on their chances of winning again? Or is it one of those things we've just got to wait to see what the replacement is before they're casting judgment?
You know, this is a big blow to them, but this is a team that has been able to make up for losses. You know, they lost Deion Lewis last year and Danny Amendola, two huge pieces of their offense, and they just kept chugging along and found a way with new guys and were able to win. Now, they have won a Super Bowl without Gronk. You know, even 3 years ago, they beat the Falcons in that monumental comeback in Super Bowl 51. You know, Gronk was out for that season, and they found a way. So while he is a transcendental talent and a guy that you really can't replace one guy anyway, I think if the Patriots, you know, if they put a plan in place, they'll be able to overcome losing almost anyone except for, Mr. Brady and Mr. Belichick. You lose those guys, and I think maybe the end is near.
Well, the connection with Brady was fantastic, and anyone that's ever watched the Patriots play knows that that combination with Brady and Gronk was one of the key assets to their success. But what about more from the off-field perspective, the locker room? We understand he's a fairly vibrant sort of guy, the Gronk, and taking that out, that dynamic out of the room might leave a bit of a hole too. How do they fill the off-field personality role?
Yeah, he was definitely the biggest personality in that locker room. Brady's a kind of a off to his own. He's while he's clearly the leader of that team, he's not really the rah-rah locker room guy on a day-to-day basis. Gronk kind of was. You knew when Gronk was in the building. When he walked in the locker room, it was a different vibe. You know, he was as genuine as a guy could be. There was no press conference Gronk. Like, he wasn't different when the microphones came on or the cameras came on. He was the same guy all the time, whether it was just you and him chatting in a locker or whether there was 50 guys, you know, trying to interview him at the same time. Same Gronk. That'll be missed. There's some young guys in that locker room that probably have a chance to step up at this point. I know there's a guy I look at, Dietrich Wise, who's one of the young defensive ends. He's got a really magnanimous personality, and guys tend to be drawn to him in the locker room. So there'll be a chance for some guys to step up and kind of fill that void.
It's going to be a big hole, no doubt about that, for the Patriots. But if anyone can fix it up, Belichick can fix it up. Just on other NFL news while we've got you, Jim, can anyone still believe that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be a Brown?
You know, I'm still kind of flabbergasted at that. I took the Giants GM at his word when he said we didn't sign this guy to a big contract to trade him. And then, 2 months later, he traded him. I think it was a case where it was either him or Pat Shurmur, the Giants coach. They both had big personalities, and I think they chose their coach over the player, which doesn't happen very often, but probably because it was only Shurmur's first year and they wanted to kind of let him get his program installed. But, yeah, it's kind of surprising to see a talent like that get sent away so quickly after signing a new contract when you figured he was going to be, in New York for years to come.
And it's certainly a story that made its way down here as well in Australia. We appreciate your time, Jim. Nice to chat about the career of Rob Gronkowski, one of the greats of the New England Patriots, certainly one of the great tight ends in NFL history. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.